Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we have a very special Ink Fest special that's not like our usual shows, is it, Tony?
It certainly isn't.
It certainly isn't. But we'll tell you all about it after we've heard from UK Subs Failed State. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs from their latest album, 24XX1V, as XXIV, as I should call it, as it is their 24th album, and they're going through the alphabet one letter at a time. God, 24, man, that is good work. Probably the last song we're going to play from that album. We have played quite a bit off it. There's quite a bit on it. There's 26 tracks if you get the bonus CD with it as well, but I think that's that bad. Great album, but I don't want to play everything off it. I want you to buy it. Best way to do that is go via their website, which is
UKSubs.com.
No, UKSubs.co.uk. Very close, but no cigar. Quality of the internet one, Tony Neil. Unusual show this week, isn't it, Tony?
It is.
It is, because when I was at Inkfest a few weeks back now, in sort of mid-June-ish, and Inkfest is a tattoo and music convention that takes place at Sand Bay Park, just outside of Western Supermare. And I was down there, and while I was there, I interviewed quite a few bands. So we figured that as I'm in Edinburgh right now, it would make sense to do all the interviews in one go. So you're going to hear quite a lot of not normal show this week, but we'll still manage to get all the websites in. We'll still manage to get the bits and bobs in. We're still going to manage everything, aren't we?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, except yes, that without confidence. So just so you know, what's going to happen after we play this next song is you're going to hear an interview with Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, then a Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons song, then an interview with Frenzy, then a Frenzy song, then a track by Kinker, and then I'll talk to you again. Sound alright?
That sounds fine.
In the meantime, though, we need to get on with track two, which is the Zipheads, who we didn't interview at the festival, which is a real shame, actually, because they were really, really good. And I have in my hand right here an album sampler, a four-track advance of the album that will be coming out very, very soon. It's really, really good album. Zipheads, They don't describe themselves as psychobilly. They say they're somewhere between psychobilly and rockabilly. I think they are towards psychobilly, but they've got punk influence as well, country influence as well. They're a really, really great band live, and you should check them out whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
A good way to do that would be at their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/zipheads.
It is indeed. Tony Womp, Paulie B and the Internet Womp. It's going to be a while before we talk to you directly again. Enjoy the madness. This is Revenge. Jake and Puss and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. I'll tell you what, tonight, that gig was a revelation to me because the first 8 or 9 songs I'd never heard before. I take it there from the new album.
Yes. Well,
first song from the old album.
You're not
listening.
I wasn't paying that much attention.
You're not.
But anyway, the new album, are you pleased with it?
Very pleased.
Because it's a little bit of a departure from your previous albums and you haven't got a bass player on it. What happened there?
We ate him. Excuse my poor English.
Have you got plans to get another bass player, or are you happy sounding with a, more of a Cramps and Garagey sound right now?
Crappy with like the way it's sounding and...
We're really having fun. So we're kind of like
we get on very well.
We don't say we'll never get a bass player, but you know,
I'd get someone English.
Well, we're waiting till we're hungry enough.
But is it quite freeing for you to not have the extra bit there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not more chance to push.
You mean not have an annoying spot there?
Hey, you know, your words are mine.
Yeah, definitely.
I do think it gives Amps a bit more room too.
It gives him a lot of room.
Yeah.
He's such a great drummer that he should be shaped, yeah. He should be seen.
Yeah. Well, I think he's done that grandly. So where do you want the new album to go? Is it on the... I know nothing about it, do I? Because you didn't send it. So is it on a label, or is it self-produced, or...?
Self-produced.
Right.
We always get them out when people ask nicely.
Have you got a distribution deal on it?
No, not at the moment.
Right, so are you selling it at gigs?
We're selling a lot of gigs, actually.
Right.
And online?
You seem to be doing a lot of gigs at the moment.
We did, yeah. I mean, we always do a lot of gigs, and we normally do about 60 a year, so...
Right.
You know, we tend to squeeze them in. Maybe a few less this year. Maybe that's us being fussy. Maybe I'm going to get time off.
Is that quality over quantity?
Quality over quantity, most definitely. That's why we're here tonight.
It's a tough gig tonight. It's a tough gig because it was like the first night of the festival, not that many people here. But you got a bunch of people down the front.
I wasn't expecting people to seem quite comfortable sitting down. I wasn't expecting people to come out, and they did.
Yeah, we had a good time. You were up there. You were the first one, probably.
Of course I was. I was the Pied Piper of course.
Hamlet, I think.
I'm spot.
Where are you playing next?
We've actually got a bit of a break now. We're not playing now until September.
Right.
So we're kind of taking the summer out for various bits and pieces, working on new material. Maybe.
You're always working on new material. You're one of the most prolific bands I've ever met.
Well,
it's great though.
No, I mean, there's one new song tonight which is not on the new album. So we're already starting work on the song for next album.
Right.
So I think we'll be looking probably doing another album coming out early next year.
Okay. On
STP Records. So.
The lovely Stu sorting that out for you.
Yeah.
I believe I introduced him to you via Punk Radio, not actually sure yet. So
I think
that's how he signed Dragster as well.
I think it was through Dragster we heard about Stu, but
I think he's suddenly got into girl-fronted rock.
Yeah, he likes a bit of girl-fronted rock. You can blame him, really.
Why should people buy the album?
Fucking
not enough. Not enough.
Not enough.
Why do you give him some other things?
Well, it hasn't got a bass drum there for starters.
That helps.
There'll be fantastic song files.
Which you just remembered.
Well, I'm looking at a copy of it now.
What's the best track on this album? What's your favourite?
Hideous. That's because of the...
I'd like the
message.
Yeah.
Right. I'd also like to thank you for shouting in my face. I think it was nice. I didn't flinch.
Oh, this one. To shout in my face?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
That was tonight?
Yes, it was, yeah. Any plans to do Daddy Long Legs live again?
Fuck off.
Shop.
House and Friends.
Hey, fucking
Only the Robot Riot. That's fantastic.
Well, I we change it about.
I was over the. I need to do some stuff tonight. The last time I saw you.
Yeah. So we do some stuff with your album.
So I should understand straight up that this is the third time I've tried to interview you.
Yeah, but this time I'm drunk.
Yeah. Well, in that case then, how did the gig went tonight?
Awesome.
All right.
We played really well, right. I thought, and
I thought your support band did well.
I enjoyed the gig. Really played well. I had energy.
Ah, shut it off.
I had energy coming out of my ass.
Yeah, honestly, one of the things, a guy standing next to me said, one of the things about Frenzy is they are the most energetic psychedelic band. They put the most work in. They did the best show. They're absolutely brilliant to watch. And just thank
you. Shut it off! Where is he? I'll give you some money.
Cheers. Right, I think he said.
He was calling
now. Yeah, since we last played, he brought out In the Bronx.
Yeah.
Which is arguably one of your best ever albums.
I mean, personally, myself, I think that's our best album.
Right.
It's the most comfortable I've felt with an album after we finished it.
So, the first time we ever spoke, we said, this album's good, but wait for the next one. It's going to be called In the Blood. It's going to be the best one that we've ever done.
Yeah.
You're as proud of it as you have to be.
Yes.
Right.
You know, sometimes you go in a studio, you work on an album, and when it comes out, you're like, fucking, I wish I'd done that again. Wish I'd done that vocal. Oh, that's not quite what I wanted to do. Oh, I wish we could have added that to that. You know, we've been like that with... as much as we love all our albums, like we do.
But you nailed this one.
Yeah, there's always something you thought you could do more.
Right.
But within the blood, I was totally 100% satisfied with it. I think the whole band was.
Brilliant.
When we finished with it. So that's a good thing. You know, to be the 14th album we've ever done, and then it came out like that, we were very pleased.
And the band now, you're really settled in it now, aren't you, the 3D?
Yeah, I mean, Steve's a great guitarist, been with me 13-odd years.
Yeah.
Adam has been with the band right from the start, really, on and off. I mean, he has a few sabbaticals, but he really is Frenzy's main drummer.
He's there and back,
And we are perfect unit as we are, it couldn't get any better.
And there's one thing you do that no other psychedelic band does,
yeah.
Actually, which I noticed this evening, which I haven't noticed before, which is you've embraced technology to the point where you've got rid of the leads. You're all on radio.
We don't use leads, mate.
But you're on radio stuff, so you jump around without falling over.
Yeah. Once you go there...
Is that an old man thing?
No, once you go there, you can never go back. I can't play with leads anymore.
Fair enough. I know he's been fine.
Yeah, I'm here with the bass.
Yeah.
I was just like going from customs in the States with my gear, my radio gear, so I didn't have to take a news lead.
All right, I'm
going to do it. Right. So, you know what I mean? I like it that much.
They're going, are you a terrorist or a bomber? What's going to get me less trouble, bomber?
Yeah, I haven't got a work permit, but I'm a bomber.
So, have you got, are you doing festival stuff all summer, or have you got lined up?
A busy year. It's our 30th anniversary this year, did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, we started August the 3rd, 1983.
I don't want to upset you about that, but that means I was 13.
I was only 17. When I formed Frenzy, I was 17.
Right, and it's been a whole life for you?
Yeah, it has been my whole life.
So, I'm going to ask you now, high point, low point, what's your high point ever, Frenzy?
High points, right? Early 80s.
In the plane.
Get the pedal to about 87.
That was very high, yeah.
Low points, 1990s.
Right.
Higher point, 2006 to now.
Right. I think it's been fantastic the way there's a few cycling bands that give a few years off, they got back together, but you've played through, haven't you? You've played through all the way.
Never split.
Right. And it shows, because it shows that the way you play every song, the songs have evolved, haven't they, live? I mean, be honest.
Yeah, they have.
There's a 3-minute song to last 7 minutes. You're pretty much the only band I've seen who, it's psychobilly, who take the time to do solos, make a song different every time you play it. Keep it.
But for me, mate, I mean, what I don't like is a band just going up there and doing what it is on the record.
No, it's not what it's about.
You may as well sit at home and listen to the fucking record, right? For us, it's about audience interaction and putting on a show. Putting on a show means a bit of acrobatics. Some people don't like
that. It's a show rather than a gig.
It is entertaining. It is.
Right.
Some people don't like the acrobatics. Some people do. Personally, we like it, so we keep doing it.
So you keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we still played all our hits tonight. You know, we finished Bang On Time. We have one more song that I dropped.
Game. Which one? Which Which one did you drop?
It's only like a long call, Long Gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a stink.
So Long Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I dropped that.
I'm at all. But Skeleton Rock. We've done some of Skeleton Rock. You ever do that?
We don't really do it at Frenzy. It's really a shark song, even though we did it at Frenzy in the early days.
Yeah, right.
But we've evolved a bit too much for that now. But to me, it is about a show, not just playing a lot of songs in front of a bunch of people. It's just about putting on a show. That's what matters. And you know that with Frenzy, don't you? We do. We like to entertain.
And you do entertain. Thank you so much for talking to me. We'll play a track off In the Blood, shall we?
Yeah, my favourite tracks of the album are Hero and Time Machine.
Which one are you on your break?
Hero.
There you go.
We'll play this tonight.
This is Frenzy in Hero.
Up in the middle of it all, you could be my hero. And I'm feeling just a little out of tune. In your arms makes me feel alright. You can be my hero.
Schwanz.
Nobody's C-Mac and Lake Point will be on the routine. All minds be with the man. I take my hat, I'll be with the suits, my habits. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Damn, but this show take that shit you break down. Might just stay out all night long, not go home until the dawn. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Might get drunk and land in jail. I don't want you to steal my bail. Nobody's business but mine. Might take my high bills, just my high bills. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Where I go, there ain't no need for you to know it. Ain't nobody's business but mine. Said it makes no difference, wrong or right, as long as I keep out of sight. Ain't nobody's business but mine. I take my happiness, it's my happiness. But ain't nobody's business but my own. I take my happiness, ain't none of your damn business. So take that sticky back and get out.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on the Leafers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Kurt and a lesser-known track from their third studio album, Poor Man's Dream, that came out in 1994, so it's 19 years ago.
Wow.
So that may well have been recorded two decades ago. How exciting. And the reason I played that is even though King Kurt themselves weren't playing at Inkfest, Smeggy, the lead singer, was theoretically the MC for the weekend, but as you can probably tell from the interviews, quite a lot of drinking got done, including him not fulfilling his duties, I would say. One of the best live bands I've ever seen, one of my favourite bands of all time. What is King Kurt's website?
I'll call it rat.co.uk.
It's not, you've forgotten this before, it is kingkurt.com, but right. I haven't heard anything about it for 2 years. So just type in King Kurt and you'll find into that on Google and you'll find out about them. Now, at the moment it was 1-1, that would make it 2-1, but we need to go back through the previous two songs. You know, before King Kurt, you heard Frenzy and a track from their latest album, In the Blood, which I have got in front of me right here. And the track was called Hero. Again, a terrific live act. Really, really good. And I hope you enjoyed that song. Do make sure you check them out. Good way to do that is via their website, which is
Frenzy.com?
No, Frenzyband.com. Poorly the internet, 3, Tony Wong. And before that interview, you heard Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons from their latest album, which is terrific, called Dirty Rock and Roll. And there's a 3-piece they rock just as much as they did as a 4-piece. There's a track called Hideous, which is the last track on the album. And again, wouldn't have been the one I'd chosen, but it's the one they wanted us to play, so play it we have. We will be playing more from both of these CDs in future weeks as well, because I really, really like both of them. What is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons' website?
PussycatandDirtyJohnsons.com?
No, TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Poorly the internet, 4, Tony 1. I've really enjoyed this section. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Wow. Go for it.
Okay.
Sorry. That must mean it's time for, my mistake,
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Yes. I've got one gig this week at the 12 bar club. The public is in stuff around it, but I've only got information for Saturday night.
There you go.
So this Saturday, 24th of August, Viva Las Vegas, The Otherness, Dirt Royale, and more to be confirmed. It's London Calling night, and it's a Joe Strummer tribute night.
It's going to be brilliant. Go. If you're in London, go.
How much do you think that is Saturday night?
Don't tell me it's ridiculous. Don't tell me it's £6. Is it £6?
It is £6.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. There you go. Saturday night, that's it.
Fantastic. Well, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Only one this week. However, if you are in Edinburgh, you still get the chance for one final weekend. See me performing my solo show, Paul B. Edwards Doesn't Know What Day It Is. And if you're around on... Yeah, up to the show's not on Saturday, but basically every day this week, but Saturday at 7:45, I'll also be doing the last minute comedy compilation, showing featuring four different comics each night in me comping. So there you go, some extra gigs for you. Right, speaking of me, I was also at Inkfest.
You were?
I wasn't performing, this is tenuous, I wasn't performing, but the other week I decided I really ought to learn one of the songs I'd written for the Edinburgh show I just spoke about. I hadn't learned it, so I thought I'd practice recording it, so I recorded it. This sounds all right to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So I recorded it at home, just with an electric guitar that wasn't plugged in, me singing, and a program called Audacity, and I turned up the echo, so it didn't sound too bad. So it's a comedy blues number. Once you've heard this, you're going to hear an interview with Dragster, then a Dragster track, then an interview with the Highliners, then a Highliners track, and then we'll talk a little bit about them at the very end of the show. Sound all right?
That sounds fine.
Thing is, Tony, what's my website?
Lastminutecomedy.com.
No, paulbedwards.wordpress.com. I could have said anything there, I realise, but I'm having a point. Paul B. Internet 5, Tony 1. This is Old Man Blues. Old Man Blues, take 2. My hearing is knackered, my eyesight is poor. I walk in a room I don't know what the fuck for. I spend my life grumpy, it hurts when I laugh. I'm developing arthritis, I've got a door in the bath. I've got those old man blues, I got the blues of the old. And I keep my coat on in summer, you never know when it's gonna turn cold. The police are looking younger when I see them in town. I've started wearing slip-ons, I can't be asked to bend down. I can't work out my laptop, my phone makes me cry. All my mates from school are beginning to die. I've got those old man blues, I've started liking antiques. I'm afraid of escalators, I can lose entire weeks. I go to Quick Save, I've got a tease made. I lock myself up now, I have to get some keys made. I can no longer get a hard on. I shout at kids when they won't get out of my garden. Get out of my garden, you Herberts! Up yours, Grandad! Sorry. My ears are getting bigger, I'm losing my hair. When I watch the telly, I fall asleep in my chair. I used to be a nice guy, now I'm just an angry drunk. I've wanked and cried so often, I've run out of spunk. I've got those old man blues, I don't seem to get no luck. And I've stopped eating anything crunchy, 'cause my gums are all fucked. Old man blues.
Paulie B from Punky Radio, John DeFee and AC from Dragster. Thanks so much for coming all the way down here to the West Country. Did you enjoy the gig?
We did, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was
fucked up.
Yeah, don't fuck up. Yeah. That's
kind of a good gig.
At least of my troubles this weekend. It's my internal, so I've got a problem.
Internal.
Since I last saw nothing externally.
What's internal hair problem?
It's all grown inwards, that's why.
Is this about me or you?
You, apparently.
Right. So.
And your chest hair.
So, no, someone else's chest hair. You just sold a bloke a t-shirt too small for him. Is this the way
No, we didn't sell it. I said to him,
we gave him a try before you buy.
Yeah,
it's the only top that we
got. Now we can't sell it. It's soiled.
So, a lot of material.
But I will sniff it later. Go on.
A lot of material off the latest album.
Yes.
At this gig.
Yes.
Are you sure that's it?
What's the latest album? Right. Is that the one that's...
Well, the one I've got. Here come the meat robots.
That's the one. Yeah.
Were you testing me then?
No, can you test it myself?
Which one's that then? What?
I didn't know if we had a new album that I wasn't aware of.
How was Kingston going?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah,
excellent.
What was the last gig that we did?
God.
Where the fuck was it?
There's going to be a lot of dead space now. Hang on.
The last gig we did was Cornwall. and we played for some very loving hippie-type people.
Yes, oh, that was the baby festival thing, or was it?
No, this was Miss Peapod's.
Right.
Down
And who else was on?
Cornwall.
My Eye,
they're really good, yeah.
Two bands. Two bands? No, one band.
Just two piece. This is going to sound great.
I'm going to end up this one, you wouldn't believe.
I think so.
Is that another word for delete?
It's going to end up being, calling me, telling you, radio, this is Lester. Are you working on new material? Any plans for a new album?
Yes.
Right.
We're hoping to get, is it an EP out in July?
I don't know, you tell me. That's how it works.
You've seen that.
Well, right. We were going to get an EP out in July, but we've had drummer situations.
I was
just for a change.
I was going to delicately say, have there been one or two lineup changes?
Yeah, one or two. Well, right. Just drummers. It's always drummers with Dragon.
Always drummers.
So we're
having
a new drummer.
Got an hour, or is he on borrowed time? Yeah, there's no point being silent on radio. This is brilliant. Right, what exclusive have we got here? I'll edit it.
Good.
What? I'm just guessing. So, anyway, you're with a guitar player. What do you think of him?
Bastard.
Yeah, I know. Don't try.
Fat Balkan.
Are we
allowed to say the C word on here?
Say whatever you like. Good.
Well,
on radio, it's not the BBC.
He has just got...
Oh, I thought he called him a fat Balkan. I thought he called him an Eastern European and rotund. Yeah, you called him a fat Balkan, didn't you?
Yeah, not Balkan.
Now I realise this is probably the first interview I've ever done in my life with no story arc whatsoever. So what can we expect for you this summer? You're doing Rebellion, aren't you?
Yes,
see,
we are.
I know
and
stuff.
For that, we'll have a new T-shirt design, and we're... re-releasing and remastering our first album because it sounded crap, and it'll be a fuller sound, and there'll be a few extra tracks on it, new artwork, and new t-shirts, and that's it. But we are due to release an EP before our gigs in October.
Right. And is it an EP of new material? Any cover versions on it?
There will be one cover version on it.
Are we doing two new releases? One of them is going to be the remastered version of
Hot Rod Devil Rock
EP
/ Step Into the Death Ray.
I was sorry you didn't play that one.
And then the new EP is going to be like the new material that the bold ones were.
Right.
Yeah.
So pretty much everything you said, Fee, but repeated.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
I just found that sound, which is got my flows.
I can't be bothered with this. What should we play? What should we play?
Oh, which track do you want to play?
Should we let AC Chief?
Oh, why?
Well,
I know what he's going to say.
Well, we'll let him choose.
Because we never play it live.
Is Speed, Whiskey, Sex, Rock and Roll.
Oh, I'm not playing that. What would you like to play?
Teenage Motorcycle Killer Gangs from Japan.
Excellent. Let's play the Whiskey one.
Inward hair, top bag.
Yes, I got.
Stare from down over there. Now
Johnny B, Punky Radio, in the unusual circumstances where I've got the entire band talking to me. Luke,
Doyley,
Ginge, and the other fella.
And meanwhile, on your
meanwhile,
phone.
Meanwhile, on your phone, there's another line. And hey, listen.
Don't ever call me again.
I've got a complaint. Just because I've got a bad spine, he takes us to the fucking disabled toilets.
No. Someone will go, I know it's you, Paulie B, and don't make it up. You're not in a toilet to the Highlanders.
So, you've changed a bit.
What's that?
That's his phone. Let's turn yours off.
I'm fucking playing it. I'm not. Are you recording?
You were recording.
Yeah, you were on the case, isn't it?
I don't know this shit.
We've got two recordings for this one, though.
Anyway, we're now being interviewed by someone who's playing us something on his phone, so we're doing it for you.
Yes. Anyway, we're here with Paulie B.
You're still there? Oh, so it's good.
Yeah. I'm down and out fucking...
Doyley,
hello, mate.
We're still here. Can you send me this at some point?
Yeah, of course I will.
Yeah, will you get it?
I can bin this off.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So...
We had a great time.
Thank you for asking.
This is the new Highlanders.
It is.
Very much so.
With some old ones still in it, though.
But there's some stuff you dropped out, there's some stuff you brought in. You finally, after all this time, brought in the new material when I asked you years ago about it.
Yeah.
And how
it's because you asked, I think.
Yeah. How do you think the band's going now?
Well, funny you say that.
Put it this way, we're doing an interview in the disabled toilets.
I think it's going really well. I've lived.
And Ginger's got his badge.
Yeah, I've got my blue badge and a new spine, and we've got Andy. It can't be going any better.
He's married now. He must have thought life was going to be all right.
Yeah.
Well, she's half German, though. Best is the bollocks, though, isn't it?
At least.
So anyway, so we were talking about the new EP there, weren't we?
We were talking about the new EP.
Iron Bag and shit TV. No, it's not shit TV, is it?
It's coming soon. So it's available now as a download, is that what you're going to
ask? Is the Gravedigger Stomp one out now?
Oh, it is, it's available.
It's out now, with Iron Bad and Cheap Suit on it.
Yeah. I love Cheap Suit, by the way.
If you remember the highliners.co.uk,
you know it's a true story.
You can order direct.
Of course it is.
Which one?
Cheap Suit.
Cheap Suit?
True Cheap Suit. Your Cheap Suit. Do you mind? I'm bad.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's the first time Cheech ever won anything.
You're really concentrating, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying. This is a new direction. You've dropped a sax player. You've gained a bloke who actually play guitar.
Yeah.
And you've.
Is there something wrong with your hearing?
Yeah, that's me.
Did you say we've gained a bloke who can play guitar?
No, listen,
he was talking about
interview
him.
Over. Listen, everybody out.
Listen,
you didn't look at me when you
said. He's good, man. Free yank.
And you've managed somehow to get one of the best guitar players in Psychobilly to put it down and try and learn stand up bass.
I'm
back in the room.
Nah, so, that's fucking very nice, man. What's the hell are you?
Hang on, boys. Here comes the wife.
Okay.
But you do.
Who's wife?
You have gone from being in a party band to a more like Psychobilly band with party bits and bobs. Is this the way you're going to go? Have you got gigs booked in for the rest of the year, or is it all over for you?
Yeah, we're in the middle of a tour at the moment.
Yeah.
This is our coast to coast tour.
Right. Yeah. So you're doing here and
next. Next week.
Next week is Brighton.
Right.
Friday.
Irrevocably going to home.
Tonight is the first night
we're
of our tour.
Starting to take a week off the first night.
Tomorrow morning is the last night.
We're ending it in Brighton. Yeah.
No, we are still going to come up from antics, right? It's early days. We're just working out the songs.
But are you happy with how things are now? It's a different thing, isn't it?
What, you or the band?
That's never going to go well.
No. Right, the band.
Toilet.
We're really happy with the lineup of the band. It's fantastic. Having the double bass now, live is all up a bit, and a fucking yank on the guitar. Sometimes you limes up a bit.
He's just trying to be involved.
Yeah, I know, because he's been begging outside fucking Diablo Records, Camden Arch.
On his knees.
But
sexy skimpy women, you know.
Yeah. But no, we're still going to come up with some antics and all that.
If you get some money, you get a photo taken.
We're just working out new material before we start dancing around in silly shorts.
Thank you, Ginger. Can you move in a little bit? Because you're actually talking a bit of sense.
Because Ginger's so quiet.
Because I can do that now, because I'm not on the drugs anymore. Yeah. I'm normal. Well,
that's nice. Marriage does a lot.
How are we doing?
Come on,
there's
the wife, look.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure.
So, are we still recording?
Yeah, look.
Right.
Sure.
So,
recorder process.
We played Gravedigger Stunk last week. You've got a new EP out. Is it available on iTunes and everything like that?
It's available on iTunes and everything like that.
Excellent.
And it's available as a prize if you want to set a little competition on the radio show.
Ah! Oh! Oh, there we go!
Now you're
smooth!
Right, so you're going to have to entry. If it's a prize.
Two shandies and he's fucking going.
If it's a prize, you've got to ask the question.
I'm talking signed. A signed copy.
No.
A signed.
Oh, mate. Can I win it, please?
With a patch.
Oh, it's a paper, mate.
Signed copies.
With a patch.
With a patch.
An eye patch.
Yeah, and the competition question is...
You have to set a question.
What's the question?
What is the question?
Okay.
When will the Highliners get to number one?
That's the question.
That could be the question.
Back.
Well, no, that's a shit question.
How many stitches?
That's a bad question.
The nearest answer wins.
How many stitches in Ginger's back?
That's a good one.
I know. Yeah.
Seriously, because I know people know about it.
You're
anyway,
not allowed to win it.
No, you can't win it. I'll give you the patch anyway.
So, and this we'll play after it. Thank you very much for talking to me. Best of luck. I'm really happy for
you. And thank you very much. You're one of the most specialist interviewers we've ever had.
Yeah, in a
I'm
in fairly toilet.
Easy.
Yeah. Now let's take him out of the fucking disabled toilets.
Don't take
it off him.
Story, it's sad but true. All about me, and it's not about you. And it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. But I dumped my girl for something to do. Made her cry, she went boo hoo hoo. I'm bad, I'm bad, 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 bad. And that's just what I do. But I stood her up on a Saturday night. I don't know why, it just felt right. I'm bad, oh, I'm bad. Bad, 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 and that's just what I do. Torture me, baby. Torture me. Now I left her all alone. I don't write and I don't phone. I'm bad. Bad. Bad, 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 and that's just what I do. He's bad, oh, bad, 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 and that's just what I do. He's bad, he's bad, oh, I'm bad, 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 and that's just what I do. What I do.
That was the Highliners and the track called I'm Bad, which is one of the new tracks they brought out with their new lineup and new sound. I absolutely love it, Tony. What is the Highliners Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Highliners.
Nah, Facebook.com/pages/DJs/Highliners/1476695622004658. There are other ways to find out about them, but that is kind of the thing they're using the most. So just type in The Highliners to Facebook, you'll find them. Track called I'm Bad. Really, I love the lyric. I love the first verse. Song's about me, not about you. Just really, really like it. Before that, you had an interview with The Highliners, which I hope made sense to you. If that sounded a bit better than the other ones, that's because we recorded that on Luke's equipment and not mine. A bit embarrassed there. Before that, we had Dragster and Teenage Motorcycle Killer Gangs from Japan. What's Dragster's website?
DragsterSuicide.com?
No, DragsterUK.com. Poorly with the internet. Six, Tony. No, seven, Tony. One, that's it, isn't it? It's been a
yes.
Thrashing. It's been a thrashing, mate. Yeah. Sorry. You weren't expecting to know that. And before that, we had the interview with Dragster. I hope everything made sense, and we will be back to normal next week. And I hope you enjoyed this show. It has been very different to normal. Hope you enjoyed the music, even my one. Thanks to everyone who's listening online. He probably wasn't expecting that either. Basically, thanks. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.